This is the regular meeting of the Internal Operations Committee. I've called the meeting to order, and can I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect, all members are present with the exception of Assistant General Manager Brightstein.
Thank you very much. This is the time for public comments. Public comments are for anything that's not on the current agenda. You have 3 minutes to speak, and is there anybody on the call that would like to make a public comment? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close public comments. I will make a motion that we approve the draft minutes as approved.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Thank you. Discussion items. Staff, item one.
Good afternoon, Internal Operations Committee. The first item concerns the town's personnel manual. An amendment to that manual will be coming to the board tonight, and we're seeking the committee's recommendation to approve the amendments as highlighted in yellow. In summary, those amendments, it used to be that the employee only contributed to their 457B match, which is the government version of a 401K. So the town, by virtue of approving this, approves that annually the town will determine what match they are willing to provide to an employee. Currently this year it would be up to $5,000 employee match, vested at 1/3 per year until completely vested at year three. In other words, the employer's contribution would go into a 401A account, and the employee who completes 1 year would be entitled to a third of that match. If they've completed 2 years of employment with the town, they're entitled to 2/3 of that match. Once they've completed 3 years of service with the town, they get the entire match amount. So that is one of the amendments. And then the other amendment is currently employees that start with the town accrue 1 week of vacation per year, but they're not allowed to take it in our current personnel manual. So what we've discussed is making it 2 weeks vacation, where they're allowed to take 1 week of the vacation up to the amount they have accrued up to 1 week during their first year. So they don't have to take the whole week. They can only take what they accrue, but they accrue it at a rate of 2 weeks per year. That can take no more than 40 hours. So those are the two amendments to the personnel manual that we'll be bringing before the board, and by resolution approving those amendments, and we're hoping for the committee's recommendation.
Just for clarification, and because Director Porter is new to the board, and because I have a horrible memory, we did discuss this as in negotiations at one time.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And the board is aware of this policy change and has approved it, and has asked staff to move forward with investigating. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Do you have any comments, Ashley?
I don't.
Are you okay with moving forward with these recommendations to the
board? I am.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and move forward with the recommendations. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item two.
Item two concerns, it's holiday time, and staff, there's two things regarding this item actually, and that is that the Internal Operation Committee meets on December 2nd, its next meeting, every other month. And December 2nd falls on the first Wednesday after the Thanksgiving holiday. So staff has Thursday and Friday off prior to this meeting. Now Thursday and Friday is when we organize the agendas. We post the agendas on Friday, require 72 hours notice prior to the meeting. And so therefore we are requesting that the Internal Operations Committee meeting for the month of that date in December be canceled. Now what we can do is we can order a special Internal Operations Committee meeting at a time convenient to the committee. That's part A.
Yeah, because that's not what I'm reading here. I'm reading regular board meeting and internal operations committee.
Well, that, part B is that we also make a recommendation through the internal operations committee that we cancel the regular board meeting for the identical reasons. And what I neglected to put in here is that we're gonna have the same challenge for the January 6th meeting because the town's gonna be on holiday. They don't get back until the Monday before the meeting in January. And so they're not gonna be here to post the agendas and to prepare the agendas. That's their holiday break.
Just to make sure we're clear on the holiday, so this all makes sense. The town, some while back, Carol will remember when this happened, we went to accumulating some holiday time, off time, and then the whole week between Christmas and New Year's, the town shut down. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So that's an obvious issue. There's no legal way to do that without bringing somebody in off vacation to actually post the things when they need to be posted.
Correct.
It seems to me that the December 2nd meeting, and I'm just throwing this out there for discussion, could be handled by just taking care of these things on Tuesday and Wednesday instead of taking care of it on Thursday and Friday and still getting the because there's no limit to how early you can post things, just how late you can post things.
That's true, but usually we're coming off a board meeting, and that gives us 4 days. Generally, within 4 days, we know what we've discussed at the prior board meeting, and it usually takes us a week of business to get it together for the next meeting. We can do it. I don't know what we would have for an internal operations, board meeting. 4 days later after having a board.
So what you're saying is you have the 19th, 20th, 23rd, 24th, and probably part of the 25th is all that would be between the two meetings.
Exactly.
And the Monday, but it's too late by then.
Monday's too late.
So if you were trying to put together an agenda, you'd have to have it done midday on the 25th, which gives 4 days, and there's probably nothing that's going to come up in that period of time. How have we handled this in the past? Why is it just the way where the dates fall at this time? It just makes it weird.
It's
a late Thanksgiving, that's why.
It's a late Thanksgiving. Sometimes we'd have to cancel the meeting that precedes Thanksgiving.
Okay. Let's do it this way. I think that that's a reasonable request, and I think it's reasonable for the comfort of staff and also for the board members to look at it from that direction. It's a busy time of year. We could always call a special meeting if something comes up that has to be voted on and we have no choice on. And then we only have a 24-hour posting issue.
That's absolutely correct.
So let's go ahead and move forward with that recommendation because it really is a real tight schedule. And then leaving open the option of special meetings if necessary.
Just for general information, the same thing applies to that January 6th meeting. So the next thing will be coming to the board probably in November, the request for canceling the December 2nd meeting as well as the January 6th meeting, and I just want you to be, that wasn't clear in here.
Well,
we're also looking at the January 6th meeting.
The problem with canceling the January 6th meeting is that leaves almost 6 weeks between meetings.
Because we meet
on the 16th of December,
in terms of
and then we don't meet again until the 20th of January.
December and the 18th of December we have a meeting, a board meeting.
16th of December.
Is it the 16th?
Yes. You'd have the 2nd, the 16th.
You're correct.
But then it would be 5 weeks to the next meeting. Because there's three Wednesdays in December.
Oh, okay.
Could you do the same thing that we were just discussing about on the
second? They're gone the 29th through the 1st, though. See, that's
we're actually gone the 24th.
Oh,
shoot.
Sure. Christmas falls on a Friday this year.
Yes.
So you, again, it's 5 and a half days.
And when do you get back?
We get back the first Monday in
4th January. depending what activities have to be, what has to be done, and taking a look at when, how the election works and when people have to be sworn in and all that kind of stuff too.
People will more than likely be sworn in on the December 14th meeting.
Or 16th meeting.
16th.
Keep missing it. Say 18th, 16th, or 16th.
I'm getting January, November,
okay.
December.
Okay, so let's do this, General Manager. Let's just go ahead and move that recommendation forward also, because it's the same situation. We only have 4 days working, and nothing's going to come up at that point that wouldn't have come up late. If something came up prior to the 16th meeting, we couldn't get on the agenda, we could call a special meeting on the Tuesday or Wednesday prior to Christmas and have a short special meeting just for that item.
Right, and we think we're going to encounter this, we're going to bring this to the Park and Rec Committee.
Okay, so there are other committees that are going to be affected by this?
Every committee is going to be affected one or the other way, either by the Thanksgiving holiday or by the Christmas holiday.
Yeah,
and with those, we also offer, we will do a special meeting if anything comes up or to give updates that at a time that's convenient to the board members. We're doing one for the Finance Committee that's going to take place at the mid-meeting of November at 6 p.m. just before the regular board meeting.
Yeah, I'm only just thinking about all the things that are going on right now. I'm just thinking that, probably will be nothing. Usually it's anticipating something that doesn't occur, so.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So can we just clarify, we're talking about December 2nd only, or are we also talking about January 6th?
Okay, so
both at the same time.
So the committee meeting, this committee meeting, internal ops, will meet on December, we typically meet at the first meeting in December. I'm recommending that be canceled because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay.
But because this is an internal ops, we often, you know, and canceling meetings I see as an internal operations kind of committee purview. That's why I also put the regular board meeting before you in terms of canceling the first board meeting in December as well as the first board meeting in January.
Okay.
I would present these to the board of directors as combined items because they have the exact same, and that way you're not explaining it twice.
Yeah, we're not bringing that in piece, but I wanted to get to the Park and Rec first and to the Communications Committee first.
With the caveat that, because the Internal Operations Committee is not canceling other people's meetings, but so
correct.
It's with the caveat that if they need a meeting, a special meeting can be called.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm letting the individual committee meetings cancel their meetings and then talk about
it. Okay, we understand and we concur.
Okay.
With that, I'm looking at any future discussion agenda items. Do you have anything that you think is going to be coming up that we need to look into, Mike, at this point?
No. Well, I can tell you what will be coming. The timing is iffy on some stuff, but we are in the process of updating our emergency procedures manual. And we will be bringing that to the Internal Operations Committee prior to bringing that to the board for approval.
Is that being done through a consultant?
No.
Is it being done in-house?
Yes.
Okay.
Which saves us a lot of money, and it's completely doable.
When was the last time it was updated?
Well, it was written, I think, in 2015.
Okay.
So it's 5 years old, and that's why we're doing this purview, which should probably be updated every couple years. To do it yearly is ridiculous. You're not going to. There's no need for it. Some of the changes that we're making is that they put people's names in, you know, as contacts in the emergency. You don't put names in,
they
put positions and titles and things like that. So those are the kind of updates. Otherwise, it's on initial per-person review by myself. It's a valid plan. It's SIMS and NIMS, which I know Director Graves is familiar with.
Okay. Do you have anything more, Director Porter?
I don't.
Well, hearing no other items, is there anybody from the public that would want to comment on any of those items? Because since I neglected to go to you before, is there anybody on the line at all that would like to speak? Okay, hearing none, the meeting's adjourned.